You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now, going in the spirit of last week, remember we said Chaim Berlin, reaction to the Adarises was that it was said to him, Mr. Shtuk of Purim Torah. So this sounds a little funny, but we'll see why. I could not figure out what other name to give it, but Chatzi Shir B'Mechiyas HaMalek. What does that mean, Chatzi Shir B'Mechiyas HaMalek? Let's first start with this Gemara. Amar Shmuel. First of all, a fantastic halacha, a very shvei halacha, meaning the halacha itself makes sense, but what some of the poskim will see says. Amar Shmuel, hashoyle dagmane yam. Somebody takes out, removes a fish from the yam, kiven sheyavish bo kesel, it gets hard as a rock, right? Or that amount, this is like a kesel, a chayv. Amar b'yesh, river bein sampir, that's between the fins, right? Amar bashi lo teme yavish mamish, a field of a riri. Of a riri, Rashi, let's see Rashi. What's the shaila? He was you're being tzad. Tzad is hunting. Says no, he already was in contained. You're already able to, he's already hunted. I mean, it's like in a set, the Rambam says he's in a sefel or whatever. Okay, kesela, kareich of sela, the width of a sela. Chayiv mishum netilas neshama. Right? We know it's a one of Malachas is Netilas Neshama. Taisa says when you punch a person, you punch an animal, and you make the blood come out, that's also called Netilas Neshama. Now, Netilas Neshama doesn't mean you have to take out the whole Neshama. Adam hu nefesh, Taisa says. So anytime you take out blood, that's also. But avad, if you kill someone, you kill some entity, right? You see a fly and you kill it, that's called Netilas Neshama, right? Oh, so over here, the sulachayit, once you took it out of water, it's not going to live once it gets that dry. In other words, if you'll put it, if it's going to, before this being dry, yavish, kirechav sela, if you'll put it, it'll die, of course it'll die, because it'll eventually become bigger and bigger. But if you put it back into water before it does, like we know, you take a fish out of water, what happens? It starts jumping around, because it wants to go back into the water. You could live again, right? You put it in the water. It's dying. It's not going to die. That's what's happening. That's what Lazy Gordon used to say, that Yeshiva Bacha has to be like a fish in water. The real test is how he is outside the water. If he feels fine when he's outside the water, it's all right. He was never a fish in water, right? If he starts jumping around once he's out of the base medrash, then he's a, then that, like the Gemara says, Dagim Shuyam. Avad Riri. Riri is some kind of like what we call saliva, you know, wetness. It becomes so dry, the fluids on him, that if you put your finger there, it'll come up with you. Notice if it's very wet, so it won't come up with you. But if it does, or it's becoming dry and dry, that means the fish has already reached such a madrega that it's going to such a degree that it will die. So that's called already Netilas Neshama. Right? Now, Bechlal, we know that on Shabbos, is big machlokes gedolei achronim, in certain malachas that you need a condition for instance, baking, cooking, right? You put it on the fire. That's the issa. When does it have to get cooked? It has to get cooked. It's not going to get cooked, you're not over. But if you put water to boil on the fire, and somebody will take it off, or you'll take it off, you're not over an issa. Why? Because it never got cooked. But if it does get cooked, when were you over the issa? For doing the original act, right? Or is it the etzem cooking is part of the ma'aser? Meaning, what if we get cooked matzoy Shabbos? So big machloikis, the Prima Godim and others, the Rishash and Chesvinach, a whole pilpul between the Avnei Nezer and his Talmud, the Chalkis Yoyev, in where it's known that the Chalkis Yoyev came to him and he says he holds his raya's is right, and the Avnei Nezer started screaming at him. You think that's how you learn Torah? That this is what's called learning Torah. He starts screaming at him. He says, "If you're screaming at me if you're yelling at me as a Rebbe, I'll accept it to you. If you're talking to me in learning, I argue with you." He says, they start fighting. There's a description that somebody was there. But over here, the fish has to die in order for you to be over for taking it out. Okay, and that's called dead. And once it reaches dead, that this madrega of reich of sela, even though it's still going around, that's called Netilas Neshama. It's Neshama went out already. It's just still like a mefachesis. Right? If you shech the behema, you're over the issa, even though the behema might be running around, but you took out the Neshama. Oh, so look around. But my sheikh et chayv, lo sheikh bovad, kol atoin Neshama le'echad mikol minei chayv behema oiv v'dog sharetz, bein b'shrita, bein b'nechiva b'ko chayv. Hachoynik et chayv, he chokes, at sheyom is raised at all the sheikh. Ufikach, im heladag mesefel shemayim, from a bucket of water, because otherwise it was all captured. Vaynichoy at shemeitz chayim shemchayim. Vol at sheyomus elakivin sheyovish bakasela ben sampirav chayev sheoid eni yochel liches, can't live anymore. That's called death. In other words, death doesn't have to mean it's dead, legally dead, what we would call. It means is that it's already hits a point that's not shach. In other words, that means if you make, let's say, someone a treifa and you hold treifa in a chaya, you're even atils the shama by making a treifa. I'm not talking about taking out the blood. That's a different thing. Okay, that's not a geras. So there's an unbelievable chavis yard that the machzah shekel quotes. In the chavis yard, it doesn't say exactly what he said. This is how he learns pshat. This is the question. You have a fish. It's in water. Right? There's not enough water in the bucket. The fish, not enough water. There's a little water, and you know the water's going to evaporate, or the fish is not going to be able to live with that small amount of water. Okay? Oh, so what's the kshash? Let's take a look. Ima dag, this is the machzis shekel, right? The pirish on Or Chaim, on Magen Avraham, I'm sorry. Ima dag b'mayim watim. Vaydei ze choshish shiyomus. Right? So let's say there's no water to be gotten to put in there. He has to take the fish somewhere else. So let's speak it out before we see what he says. In other words, can you take it out in order... What? We'll see. Can you take it out to put it somewhere else? Let's say you can, there's a body of water. You're right. Let's make it easier. That body of water... Only the guy will be able to reach it. He'll take a car. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. Right? What? Yeah. If you could add, but obviously he's talking about where you can't. Let sabas kai gavna legoy little misham little soch maim ruben. Which it's ich weiß was it's water. It says let's say there's you're in a zoo, right? So there's a fence there and you can't get that water. But you can take the fish and throw it into the river, okay, whatever, into the ocean, whatever. You can't take out the water from the ocean, whatever reason it is. So what would you say? Let's speak it out. So what would you say? The pashtus is.
But the dog
is in there. You just thank you. You happen to know that you can't put a left a fish in a small cup of water. You see, it's not enough. The fish is going to die, right? But it's in water right now. The water is going to evaporate on Shabbos. The hot room. I don't. Something will happen, right?
And you want to keep the fish alive.
You want to keep the. It's not. You want to. You have to really mitzvah din, right? Chayre. Chuyv to do that. Well, it's about Chaim. The Gemara says all kinds of things. That's a shiloh, but whatever it is you want to, right? It's a platypus. But I could pun him. whatever. Let's go into that. Or dolphin, right? Whatever it is you want to put it to now.
It's like Akira in the Rishus HaYachid. You're lifting it up. You're not intending to go out to Rishus HaRabin.
Oh, you're saying it's not a nisa.
It's not an issue because when
you're taking it out, you're putting it. No, you're not being neitel neshama. Even though this is an act of netilas neshama,
right?
No, you're saying to put water on the fire on Shabbos is really not us, sir.
Well, I understand.
What?
You take it out of the water in order.
That's killing it.
In order to allow it to live again.
Right, man. I understand your purpose.
So how are you killing it?
What?
When are you killing this fish?
By taking him out of water. That's called that. If you take it now, fall asleep, you're even this.
No, but even when it's usher, it only says usher until it gets yavish.
So it says that's when you're chayiv. Same thing again. You're putting up a pot of water on the fire. That's the act of doing cooking.
So guys go
but you have
fishing.
To wait 10 minutes till it gets cooked.
The guys go fishing, they pick it up and throw it back in the river.
You did an act of netilas neshama.
So that is that an event?
What?
Is that an aveira, that act?
Wait, one second. I'm not talking about it's an aveira. I'm talking about to do with lechatchila. As I'm asking you, are you allowed to take a fish out of water with the intention to throw it right back into the water? I mean, why is it different than putting a pot of water on the fire to cook?
Then your intention is that it should get cooked eventually.
No, you're just putting it down. Your lack of space, and you put it down. I'll pick it up and find. Put on your radiator for a minute. You have to juggle around on the blech.
No, but your intention is not. You don't want it.
Right, I understand. So I'm asking. That, is that also? So let's see. So Lamai says, as far as cooking, the Gemara says you're not allowed to put a pot on a hot plate or you know a hot place that even if your intention is not to cook because you might forget and it'll cook. That's a Gemara. Okay. So let's see what he says over here. So he learns. He takes on a double pot. Let's see. Tal yeh b'machloek sefreis shehevi magen avram imatir mishus deshvus. Dahainu letzavas a goy she'asa shvus b'makom pseida. Whereas you let her go ahead and tell a goy shvus to shvus. He calls him makom pseida because the fish is going to die, or let's say tzav bal chaim, whatever. That's the din. We are matter usually on a shvus to shvus. Let's just make sure. I was once in a place and it was very hot, and the air conditioner was off, and it was second day Yom Tov. So Chacham decided that shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvus muta. So he said second day Yom Tov is one shvus. And he knocked the air conditioner on with his elbow. It's also shvus, klachayad. So I told him, I won't embarrass him. I said, listen, that's not shvus to shvus. Shvus, first of all, second day Yom Tov doesn't have as far as that, it didn't shvus. First of all. Secondly, klachayad is more chamer b'chlal, because klachayad is the maisa malacha, even with a goy, it could be tzasa. Because bekal, you can do it with your hand, not that. So you might come to do it. But shvus to shvus means specifically a guy to do malacha darabana. That you're allowed to do b'makam pseida, b'makam mitz. Okay, so now what's the shas? Look what he says. Dino, yeah. Kivin the yavish b'kasel chayav, im kain, koidim shi yavish kasel niu, the lo chayav makom makam isura avid. The habachol regak shu chot samayim is yavish ksas. It's zicha asa. He tines it zicha asa, but we'll see what the isser is exactly. The chen kosa b'tshuvas chavis yoy. He brings toich tshuva ubikai gavna hashoy ledag. This is according to the chavis yoy. Min hayam kiven shi yovish bo kasel ben san piriv chay. Umekame hachi. Before that, imachzir lemayim efshar lishar b'chiyusa upata. It could stay. It's pata. Umikol makom isura of it. He did an isser. Like you're saying, you're right. An Isser he did. That's where he tied us. An Isser he did. However, he's not over the Issa of Nitzel Shama because he put it back into the mind. But an Isser he did. What is this Issa? So before we go weiter, let's say it sounds like he maybe the Chavis Yar learned that there's an Isser the Rabbanan, just like the Gemara says, you're not allowed to put something on the fire, because you might forget about it, right? Oh, the in came. Okay, kshelakchay. That's the Chavis Yar. So now the Master can speak. Kshelakchay goyim in a mayim muatim terem shenaisa toich mayim room. Before he puts into the larger body of water, ba'oisus man nasa kaponim isidur abanin. Like they go yavi shvus to shvus. Ulam, now, not clear what the Issa, no, it's some kind of Xeri, you're not supposed to do that. Ulam ke agavna lav shvus, I say it's not. Issa Torah. The kaimelon kabirchen chotzi shir asa min ha-Torah. It's chotzi shir.
How's it
chotzi
shir?
Also,
let's
start.
Well?
The maisa, did the effect yet?
Hmm?
He did the maisa, but there was no effect yet. That's
so that's a chotzi shir?
That's what seems to be saying.
Yeah, so what would be your taina why it's not a chotzi shir?
Because it goes back to the way it was.
What?
Chatzis shir, you ate a half a shir. But here, he'll go back in the water. It'll be fully good. It'll be fully.
Say the first. You're saying a double shir. You said two shirim so far.
Right.
Let's say the first part. What you said. The what?
The chatzis shir.
Your Satmar Rav used to feheg fellas on Chumash and Rashi. So if they weren't prepared, he used to say chatzis shir is also in a Torah. He says you have to prepare. Usually, you say chatzis shir is you're doing the same action. Let's take what's the clock of chotzi shir? You ate a lesson of kazayis, a half of kazayis, so Gemara calls chotzi kazayis of chaylev, of chaz, and so forth. What did you do? You ate. How much did you eat? Less than a shir. Rashi shita, right? You baked. Gemara says, v'chi muta la'afois pochas mikashir. You know how to bake the Gemara, right? So the Rashi says, v'alrei chotzi shir osam in ha-Torah. Some say it's maybe it's Dorbonin. But Pasha's, like Rashi, it's a derisive. What does that mean? You baked. How much you have to need to be over the baking? Gregoris. You baked a half of Gregoris. That's what the Gemara's talking about over there. You did that. So Gavir's saying you did the act of baking, but you didn't have the shear to be chav. In other words, when you ask a person, what did you do? I ate. What did he do? He ate. How come he gets malchus, he doesn't get malchus? Oh, he ate a shear. But they did the same exact thing. So Gavil's tiny, a chotzi shear can only be if you're doing the same action, but you did less than a shear. So that many, this is a shayla, somebody mentioned before, I think you yourself mentioned, if you do a kira without a nacha. Right, the Gemara talks about you do a kira without a nacha. Also, mutter, right? The Gemara goes through in the beginning of, so the miri de attacker says, the Rasha says, why isn't it chotzi shear? So over there is also, because what's Haitzah? Haitzah is Akira and Anacha. You didn't do Akira and Anacha. If you carry less than a shear, right, instead of taking a Gregris, a Kazayas, whatever the shear of that thing is, and you took it out, okay, you took out a peapod, an arbis, and you carried. So that's Chatzi shear. You did carry. So this is what's called the Shalom Nechreinim, a Chatzi Malacha or not. So there's a lot of svaras to say, yeah, to not writing. Is writing called two letters? Is that a shear? Is that the etzem writing? So this is a big shayla. That's one part. So now, one could hear, the ena chanami. But we can argue on what the Gavil is saying. For instance, baking something, and it gets half-baked. Not kemaicha ben jesai, it's only half-baked. So, in other words, Rashi's talk about you baked totally, but it's less than a shear. Over here, you half, as you say, half baked it. But Lamaisa is, that's the shear, how much it has to get baked. So you did that action. You did the action. You're doing the action of baking, it's getting baked. Right? Now, what will happen if you stop it in the middle? What happens if you stop it in the middle?
Isn't that the shell about.
It's a pass.
Yeah.
Oh. To be chayv misa. But I'm asking, would it be still called a chatzi shear? So you're good. Avraham Gavil svar zichas saying not because you didn't do baking. You didn't do baking, but it could be it's a chatzi shear. Some want to say that since you baked it, right? That's called the shear of baking is how much is called baking. Kemaicha ben Yosef gets cooked a third, a half, whatever it's called cooked. So you did part of that cooking. Okay, could be chatzi. About it, not the svar of, but one can argue on this svar. Who says that's not so posh? Right, that's not so posh. However, this is what Yale is saying, which is a big time, really. He's saying, but when you baked and you stopped, what happened? It got half-baked. It tastes different, that's for sure. Right? You'll take half-baked water. It's warm. Some you have to make a shahakal. A person drinks water because he wants to take medicine. He doesn't make a bracha. But if he drinks warm water, he does. Why? Because then it has a flavor to it. That's the din. Even if you didn't bake it, cook it, would it reach the, you know, whatever the shear of cooking water? But mistami, you make a bright. You warmed it. It's warm. What something was done to it? Loy came. That's what Yael is saying over here. Over here, when you took it out, ain't a chanami, it's going to die. But when you put it back, it's back to its original. What you did is not left in this world. The action that you did is totally eradicated. Baking, you baked. It got half baked, but you baked. Okay, so maybe I could hear that's called chatzi shear. Maybe not. So, I don't want to say this.
Water goes back.
Water goes back.
What?
Water goes back.
Yeah, but it is different. It is different. It does something to the property of water. If you bake, cook it again, it'll get cooked much quicker, they say, right? It gets much faster. That's why the manishita's hold. There's no bishach abishal, even by liquids, because it's already cooked. We're not going into it, something happened to it. But I'm saying, Biel is saying is, over here, the fish goes back, okay, good, he went through a little traumatic experience, right? He almost lost his life, this fish. But now he's back in water, he's back in swimming, nothing has happened. A baked, is a half-baked item, that's what it is. But the Machzor Shekel holds, that's still cool. You did the action, what's the difference? In other words, basically he's saying is, the Svara is, this is really a shayla. What's called chatzi shia sematera? Doing an act that this is a shayla. Prima Godem has different studim. What's the is of chatzi shia? In other words, you're saying more lamdis, Gavil's pshat or Biel's pshat, whatever. But others say it's a gzera. If you do this, the Torah, it's a Torah dik gzera. Meaning you might come to do more. So if I take it out for water, I say I'm only keeping it out of water 5 minutes. 10 minutes will be dead. I'm going to throw it back in. You might not do it. The Torah itself said that's called a chatzi shear.
Not as Zoologist, but who says that the fish is the same fish after you put put it back in the water.
Okay, I don't know. You're right. I'm not as wise as you're not as wise. I don't know. I it's hard for me to hear that, you know, the fish is not the same. People, I mean, I can only tell you what we feel. Right? You go through traumatic experience in life, but you go back and you're able to live still.
If you put a pot of water
right
on the fire before Bein HaShemashos on Shabbos afternoon,
right,
and it's going to cook after Shabbos.
Right, so that's the shah we said before, right. But I'm saying it's Chatzi Shir, obviously he's learning Chatzi Shir, it's a gzera of the Torah. The Achronim said, Prima Gom says, it's a gzera of the Torah. The Sof Torah itself says, you can't do this, so what's the difference? If I do something, I might do the next thing, including this. And was Akira and Anocha is a different thing. Akira and Anocha is because it's a totally separate act. Akira doesn't mean there's Anocha. But cooking is a pshat. It's going to get cooked more. What?
Like
that's the Shiloh. What does Chazilitz Terufa mean? That's the Shiloh. Okay. Whatever it is, what we see from this Machzah Shekel is that it's an Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, look what he says. Im Kain. Validei goyve ulam kai gam la shmus el is a tayr the kai la khatsi shir is also in a tayr ve chen kosa mishmach now mishmach doesn't say it on this mishmach just says that this khatsi shir by shabbes the kol shiyum belam ta hen lein khiv ave is a tayr yesh vil khas shir again the mishmach talk about you carried a half of gregus you baked a half of gregus like kavil was saying it doesn't say that ve hevi raim diver rashi gabe oifer like we said before ein shom betshuvas rav dem ze shel dag lo oifer. That's a derisa. But again, the Lok HaTshuvas HaRav HaGoyin, the Chacham Tzvi, says that it's only by Yisuri Achila. The Issa of Chatzis Shir is only Yisuri Achila. Okay, that's not negate us right now. So he says, Mamela, what's this? Since it's Chatzis Shir, so it came out, when the Goy is doing it, what this is he doing? It's a derisa. Tachvus Tashvus. Im Kain. Okay, that's his psakba. What is Maritika Chiddush? He's saying over here that if you take out somebody's neshama, he's dying, and then you could somehow make it back, right? Then it's still called being over a chatzis shir. What? During the week?
They took the fish out.
On Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos.
Why?
Shabbos.
We're talking about. Okay. Okay. So now, what does this got to do with a Malik? Okay. Nothing so far. Right? Who?
Right. You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yes. Yeah, so that's a good. So the Maisa is that if the person's dying, right? You're saying whether there's a Chotzi Shir in Ritzicha. Okay. That's so now you know what has to do with Chiyas Malik. Okay, good. Well, let's see. So let's do a few things over here. This is shtickel. Okay, the Gemara says, "Tani Tana Kameder Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Kol Amalbin Pnei Chaver. If you embarrass your friend, Barabim." Prima Gemara says, "Rabim means two other people, the person and two other people." So that's what's called Rabim over here, not ten. I was just surprised. I was thought it was ten. Ki ilu shayfich damim. Ki ilu he spilled his blood. That's what the an Amira said a brisa to Rav, and Amalei from Nachman said Shapik Amit. You said very good, because Chazinalei we see what happens when a person gets embarrassed. Ozel Sumka Asi Chivra, right? The redness comes out and he becomes white, right? Rabbeinu Chanan said the blood goes to his heart. It's like he's dead. He's momentarily dead. Oh, Amalei Abayla Rav Dimi Bamrava Bamaisi. What is careful in Marava? Amalei Ba'achver Pa'ape, to whiten the person's face, not to embarrass the person. Everybody goes down to Gehenim. Even you go down, they go up. Which Taish says is lavdavka einoilik. It means the island after a long time. Because he causes, you know, tsar to the husband, whatever. If you give your friend makana, hainu malbin, that means you call a guy, a bid name. I forgot the Dosh Bei B'Shmei. Even though people already call him that way, let me just see the Rashi's. Maybe I should call him the Rashi, but here. Did I do Rashi? No. Kvar hur girl bekach shemekanasav ein ponam mislabnas. Mekomokom ze lachlima miska. He meant embarrassing. Story I've mentioned before. The Rebbe was once in Varshi. He used to visit his daughter there, son-in-law. So Reb Leibel Haina, I saw him when he was like the one who wrote the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, beautiful Sefer on all the Ger Rebbe's Varts. You know, not all, but he wrote a lot. It was his grandfather. So he was his grandson. Reb Fishel Haina was the Ger Rebbe's son. So he, when I saw him, he was already an old man. He was in his 90s. And you could see he once had a red beard. He had like a reddish complexion. Even the white beard had like, you know, you can see on a person if it's white, originally red. So Haina, so one time the Ger Rebbe said, and somebody said to him, you know, in Ger, even though he was the Rebbe's Haina, they call him the Reita Haina, the red hen. Haina means like a hen. So, and he was red, he was bright red. So they call the Reita Haina, the red hen. So the Ger Rebbe was very taken aback, and he said one word to the guy, Mekana. That's Mekana Chaveira, is Yerid Legehenim. So the guy says, Rebbe, Gantz Varsha Ruf the Mazoid. The whole Varsha comes that way. So Ger Rebbe wasn't fazed. He says, Gehenim is genug grace for Gantz Varsha. Plenty of space in Gehenim. The whole Varsha could go in together. It's not an excuse. But anyway, so the Gemara says, oh, let's just do one other Gemara also. The Gemara, there's a few more in the Gemara, but just the basic. Marzutra Bar Tuvia Amar Ramilam Rab Chana Ben Bizna Amar Shim, the next one, number six. Ramilam Rab Yechanin Rab Shim Shim Noyach Lala Adam Shiapel Atzro Lekivshana Eish Va'al Yalban Pnei Chaver Barab. A person, it's better a person should go ahead and throw himself to a hot furnace, to a fiery furnace, a fiery furnace, fiery furnace. Va'al Yalban Pnei Chaver Barab. Menolim Metoma. Because the ksiv he mutzas vehi sholcha elochamer. Well, she was taken out. So Tosa says you read mutzas without an aleph. She was about to be burnt. Tosa says you see even the last second she didn't say a word. As she's it says mele she didn't want to say she don't. Maybe he'd say something. You see, as she's about to be thrown at the fire, she sent lemi ela. Otherwise, she would have let herself be burnt. Mutav she okay. Tosa and Saita, take a look. The same Gemara. And by the way, just number seven, Rabbeinu Yonah says, why a malbin pnei chaver ain't chelak baba? What about ritzeach? Ain't chelak baba for being malbin? What about ritzeach? So the Meri Dikazach, ki a malbin pnei chaver ain't makir godel chitay. Vein nashimor lo alavain kum ritzeach. A ritzeach with chman slan when he's ritzeach, somebody over hits him. You know, what did he do? He did a terrible thing. He lives with it the rest of his life. Masha ain't came. Someone's malbin chaver. Okay, nah, they mean it. That is this that. Right, you do in the Toldos in the Elias Aliyah, it says in the Toldos Adam of Reb Zalman Volozhin. That Reb Zalman Volozhin was a married goyin, and somebody came to him and started telling him a pshat in the Mishnah in Demai, and he said a whole thing, and he was in the Litvish, as we know, they don't say the word shud. It's like a suf instead of shud. The real Litvishes can't say the shud, right? You know, they sell a sir. So he's got talking of, you heard the old Litvish, I remember the old Rebbeim that we used to have, Litvish, they couldn't say a sir. So he kept talking that way, and he said a pshat, and he looked at Rebbe Zalman said to him, says, du vos zogst das mein perich? What do you say to my perish? So he says, perich secha perich dmai. He says, perich secha perich dmai. That's what Rebbe Zalman said to him. Your perish is a perish dmai. You know, it's an amaratzis. The person also got very bold. Beledik to Reb Zalman, he went away, and Reb Zalman ran after. He couldn't find him, and he got sick. It says he mamish was in bed. He couldn't get, he couldn't learn. He couldn't do Reb Zalman Volozhin. Couldn't learn, and the goyin had to go and give him chizik. He said, "I ain't lochelik on my bow and this and that and that." So he told him, I think it was Napa Rabim, this that, and he told him the Baruch Shem has. He says kapara for such things if you taka feel the tsar of the chayt that you did. And he took him up. It's a meridik amais over there. The way he describes Reb Zalman is, you know, he must have been shot. Like, he couldn't take the shot. And he, like, you know, said a shavar. Anyway, let's see. Eight. Neuchla adam shapelasa. Zok toises. Kedama perka zov. Kol ayard negenim oilun chutz b'shoish chad b'nai mal p'nei chavei rabba. Vo'im enami neuchla adam shiapel yivol sa. The Gemara in Bar Mitzvah says, sov eshi al yalbim p'nei chavei rabba. Menol de dovet. Venira. Hai dolo choshev lei bahadi gimel averis. You hear? How come it's not included in the three averes that a person has to give up his life? As I said, they tell you to embarrass a person to do something. She'ein oinde b'fnei pekuch nefesh. Avoy deskachovim gila raya shvichas domim. Why is that included in them? Zog toysa shum da averes albanas ponim eina mufureshes b'toyra v'lo nokat el averes ha-mufureshes. Toysa's pashas and toysa's mashma that you have to give up your life. Just it didn't say before, it didn't say it because it's not Mufurisha in the Torah, even though the Gemara learns that from Pesukim. Some want to learn that Taisa means to say, since it's not Mufurish, it doesn't have the Chaymer of an Aveira. But Pashas Taisa, in other words, the Shaila is, this is a Machlekes Rishayim, if Ritzicha, the Issa of Ritzicha is the Svara, like what do you, Mechit Taisa, you have a right to go ahead and do that to the person, or the Chaymer of Aveira. Could be, doesn't have the same Chaymer because I'm Mufurish. In Rabbeinu, let's turn the page for a sec. Let's turn the page. In Rabbeinu Yoinen, v'hine avak ritzicha. Right, we notice such a thing called avak aveiros. Halbonas ponim, ki ponav yichvuru, his white face becomes white. V'ne'anas mareha oidem, v'doimel ritzicha. Chein amur zal v'ashenis ketzal bonam marmer mavis. Sometimes it's worse. The person, somebody told me, I don't know if you'll have to look it up online, but somebody told me that people are afraid of speaking, public speaking, more than they're afraid of death. There are a lot of people, you make them speak. I was once, there was a bacha, a young man over here, so he was making his bris, his first bris. I said, Lazar, speak, say something over. He says, Rebbe, I'd rather die than get up and speak. And he said to me, you read an article, could be it's true, all right? But sometimes, you know, Halbana is Marmer Mavis, Alkein Amuzal. He brings the whole Gemara. Matt Pashas of Ben Yain says, you have to give up your life. Let's proceed more. The mission of us. Hamachal or belozim adayim hamachal sakotchim vasam oedem mal bnei chaver berabim hamei fi britzer v'mavinu alvashal magal ponish l'locha apishesh biyad the term ma'aseh tov ein l'chelik amba zogt or ben yena hamal bnei chaver berabim zeu told us advarim shiyargbem val yav he has to let himself kill. Okay, ve'avoy sam the three major categories is shloisha ham shloisha v'rechom gil v'asheran told us avoy come for instance atzei hashevet, right? The Gemara says you're not allowed to be go ahead and be nisrape. No, it's a din of yagval yav is lav dafka for goy puts a gun to your head, akum puts a gun to your head, and be boiling erva or do a vaydazar. But even if, let's say, a person could save himself by these things, right? He'll have be with this person and he'll heal him. He can't do it, right? So it says you can't be nisrape by atzei asheira, right? Atzei asheira. What's atzei asheira? Eitz, that was mishtachar of eskachor. Why not? Right, he says, "Mekom sachutz ma'atzeshes." So, machloikus rishayim. A machloikus rishayim. Does it mean you have to say some kind of what do you call incantation? You know, you have to say some kind of Hebrew abracadabra. What is it called? Abracadabra. A few years ago, they had a whole ma'isa with a certain doctor in the Filipinos, that was like a magic doctor. He used to do things and heal people, and people, Yiddish people, went to him. He used to heal people from sicknesses. I know very serious sickness. He used to open up a person's with his own fingers and take out a bone, put it back in, and people. And it was the thing. And the shaila was he doing it with kishuf, not kishuf? And Rabbanim wrote him. It's written up, and they couldn't get a straight answer. So the Baba, I think the stipend said zicha kishuf. You're not allowed to go to him. It's this. He's doing. And the Baba Rebbe, when they told him, he says, doesn't sound. It sounds like the guy has some kind of healing powers. And they try to ask him. He says, "No, yeah, of course I do it with believing in God." They said, "Yeah, but which God?" You know, Shans, which God? And he refused to answer. So there was all kinds of things about it. So some say that some Rishonim say that the Isser is because Yitaka have to be made to avoid a zara, or is the he'll heal you. Or it's eucalyptus plant. You need eucalyptus plant. So I can use a regular. But he says, "No, you have to say something to be macrovertizar." Others say, "No, stop. The doctor says use a eucalyptus plant. And the only eucalyptus plant is Atzei Asheira. It's the only one around." Since it's usur to be nena from Atzei Asheira, which is a derivation of avertizara, that's also called Yarg Val Yavar. That's a machoikis rishayim. But he says, Kahu uvda. The Gemara says, told us, for instance, Gil Arias, Mistako Medaber Meshes Yarga Valem Yavar. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mishon Ella Libatina. Like he couldn't live without, unless he was doing a very with this Isha. Right? His whole reason for life was this Isha Sish. Shamusham Tamil Lefna Varuma, she should stand there naked. Yamas Val Tamil Lefna Ruth. Tisapim, we should speak to her. So the Goyin says, it's Abiz Rai, the wrath. That's what the Rabbanian says. So, Tak, if you look in the 12 in the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch HaNer, right, the famous German Goyin. Shur Vaisi, Adavim Mufurish, Betaisa Zaita, Shekosu, Al Yalbin, Pnei Chaver Barabbin. Venera. Tosis is kasha. Hide the lochosher b'hadikim laveris she'ainam defnei pukon nefesh mishum daveris albanos ponim ainam ufurish b'tar v'lo nok averis. That's the tosis. Vine ma shekosu a tosis b'albanos ponim ainam ufurish b'tar k'tzas kasha shrei b'chal lav do sisa lav chayit k'mosh kasa rambam tzma chinuch the kavanosim the losher sisa ainam k'kach tosis means some ufurish albanos ponim like a v'gim laveris achein b'divrei ben yainin lamadnu teretz achel amashik shetosis lama lochosher gam abos ponim b'hadikim laveris. Why doesn't include the Agvel Yava? Shekosu b'shari tshuva, achashevi shom deshlosh avera, gamken avak averus, avera, the Agvel Yava, kagon l'sapa tzalat tzasher, l'in avar zara, tesapa ima, l'in gila rayas, avak ritz, he's quoting your ben yaw, avak ritz, sicha, ha'abonis ponim. Ki ponav yechvur, v'nos marea oidem, v'doim el ritzicha. V'chein am rizal, v'ashenis kitzar, albona mar memavis, right? Al-kein am rizal. La oilam yapilat. He's quoting the whole Ben Yaino. Let's skip over the first one. The line is Mihuda atkan l'shena. Harei shekosav gamkein kimoi toisus dal albanos pechaver yagval yaver, which that's the pasha toisus. Actually, hoisef shu bechlal ritzicha. It's not a fourth of era. The mikri avak ritzicha ulechein ein kushulam alochashim kol gimel dvar. Shere gam avak avar zara l'srapas batzasher avak gimel rais lamed lefan of a ruma l'dabi magam kan alochashim b'apin nefshar lechein. Koshul yal poiskim yordeya, who's shaloy skiru rak avak over the zara l'srapas batzasher v'chein avak gimel rais sapim v'lo gam ken avak shvichas damim. Why don't they say avak ritzicha according to this? V'ulai nirmes be mashkas rama kol isa. Avoid zar gilarash v'chadam af pishayim b'misa rak lav ba'alma tzach liar v'lava v'lonis bar eich mishkachas lav ba'alma etz shvichas damim avafia now asishape mal b'pnei chaveru the lav that's the lav of lasis l'pchait is a avak of ritzicha. That's the Rabbeinu Yoin. Now somebody once asked, so how does this come into everything? Somebody once asked the Chabina Rav the mitzvah of killing a malek. Right? Is it to kill them or to make them suffer? That's what I asked him. Chabina Rav is Bikias is unbelievable. Somebody once saw him in the mikveh when he was a kid, and he came from a very aristocratic home, and it wasn't like a frumta home. Like forget, Chabina Rav used to say, Torah went down when people start learning Torah in a frumkeit. You're supposed to learn Torah with a love, with a geschmack. If you learn it as a frumkeit, you lose out the time of Torah. So they saw him in the mikveh and they. So wipe himself with a towel, which I guess among Chassidim, you don't do that. Right? You don't wipe yourself from the mikveh. You put your clothes on top of it. So there's some Bereshul, you know, his towel. He says an Adam Gadol. I saw an Adam Gadol was out there, but I can't tell you in the mikveh. Adam Gadol, I can't say it over the mikveh. So he went out. He says in the Mishnah Yuma. That the Kohen Gadol used to go into the mikveh, Allah, he went out of the mikveh in his stopping. He took a towel and he dried himself, patted himself down. So he says, another Gadol lit. I couldn't tell to you because it's a Mishnah. I think his Bikias was unbelievable. Merdika Bikias. So he on the spot, he says, look in Rashi Psachim. Over there, it talks about what you're allowed to do. Erev Pesach, Shchal Yashabbos, you can shech the carbon. Can you carry it? You can't carry. Michui Krevav, what's meat to cleanse out? It's innards to remove the junk from it. So look at them. So it says over there, menakvim besakin. You pierce it with a knife. The Mishnah Samachay, Rashi for some reason printed Samaches. Sheyetzarei, the excrement should come out. Shem yanechen betzach yasricha koyim shetachshach loshen michu. What does michu mean? Moitzi perishrach. He takes out excrement that's soft. The nimchas betzach that came gathered up there. It brings Pesukim. Lishna Achrina. Look at the last line, just a little late. Michoi loshen nekeva v'chibul. The word michoi itself means to pierce and to be choivul, to give a clap, to give a hurt. Kemoi timcha ezecha malik. Unbelievable kiyas. Timcha ezecha malik doesn't only mean obliterate, it means hit them, do something to them. Okay? So this is the question now. Going at the Chavis Yar, and Albonus Panim is a mikvah. Is there an Indian also to go ahead and do anything that you want to a Malik? That's the Shiloh for today. Oh, ooh, I forgot. Who's over here knows this farm here in Beis Medrash? Yeah, you know where this farm is? You know, Halichas Shlema from Reb Shlema Zalman. You know where the Halachas farm are, by chance? On the other side of Beis Medrash?
Which
Kayla? Yeah, right. The one that has other in it. I forgot. Okay, let's first, the Gemara. So look at this Marsha. We mentioned last week, Kam Rava V'Shachtel Reb Zeira. Okay? Dover Tamuahu Lefarsh Kepashte. I just bothered to say that Rabba shechted Rab Zeira. Veneer Dratsoma Ke'en Shachte. The Agave Chamra, the Kafulich, he like forced him to take wine and he made him drink. Yosem Medai, Achechola Venata Lamus, till he almost died. He gave him so drink, he almost like, that's it. Ulekach Nuk, that's what the Gemara says, Veloshin Shchita. What is it? Shachte? Shachted him? You know the part with the Chassam Sefer. You know? Chassam Sefer says that one day he was by his Rebbe, the Afla, on Purim. So the Gemara says, Amar Abzeira, that if you take a hot knife, you know, a knife that's libun, you melabin a knife, you whiten it, you know, fire, and you shecht it, it's a good shechita. Why? Chiduda koim lemuna. Because as you know, when you have something hot, if you put a hair next to fire, it'll burn even before it touches the fire. The heat burns. So that's the shiloh. Does the heat of the knife burn the simanim, or does it cut it first? So Rabbi Zera says, chiduda kaidim lelibuna. That's what Gemara says. So the Afla said on Purim, how did Rabbi Zera know that? He says, because he felt it. They took the rabbi took a hot knife and he shecht him. He says, the knife did it, not the heat. So he says, chiduda kaidim lelibuna. About it, that was a Purim Torah. So he says, "Ulekach, you have it shkech. Ulekach, that's why it says, "Come, Rabbi Shachte, the Rab Zeira, the Shtias Nyan Nikra al Shema Goring." Would he drink wine in the throat? Forget Rashi in Sukkah says the ikasvi of yain is in the throat, not in the stomach. Mokum Shchita, Kamashamu Memale Groinam Shal Tamir Cham. Right, a Ritzel Havi Bekurim Memale Groinam Shal Tamir Cham Yain. So Kamash the Lav Shalom Yomus. That the Marshal learns doesn't mean that. Listen to this of Shlomo Zalman. They have over here. Over here it says like this. Yeah. He says a father, a kid came over and he said, his father told me he can't drink on Purim, can't get drunk. Does he have to listen to him? So Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, he has to listen to him. Right? It says, let him be Mekayim Mitzvah. They shtiyas yaisim alamuda, l'shein lem sleep. Like the Ramah said, that's the Pasha. So he says at the bottom over here that he says, they never saw Shlomo Zalman ever goya b'chazaka, like give a yell, give a scream or protest. Kimpam achas. He says when they put up in the yeshiva, like Divrei Torah of Purim, in the Lashon of the Gemara, making fun of the Gemara, which there are a few Sfarim printed that way to do. Der Chitul Shuk, Shetol Shemiyari took it off. Nichla Seula Ma'ochli went into the dining room. Vegar Leitzana Zu, he started screaming on Leitzana B'Sars Ruach B'Mayim Kovin Eshiva. Va'ama Tamid Al Mishva Shaloi Kashuk Kach Mimei Purim. He says, call it Tzinu Sasir. It says, it's Latzana Sasabal and Tzinu Sabarizara. The Adarabba, Mitzvah Yitzah Mitzvah. They bring something, how he used to sing. He says, Bechlal, he used to get very upset on the Ribui Kalos Arash B'Yomim Eilu with drinking, Agarim Lebitl, Tamit Torah Harbe. He said this. And when they wanted to bring in Kol Torah to make the Simchas Leil Purim with music, that he was Mater, even though in Yushalayim, even though it was machmatom bein a kvoit kedushas toitzer, in order that the yeshivas shouldn't, that the bachim shouldn't go out the streets and get involved with the chatz v'shalom, the Mardi Gras type of celebrations, right? Rachman Slan. So they should watch it. So he says, "Befrat hoyim es oinen al mechshele shibayim al idei zeh b'mikrum rabim la'albonus ponim. That many times they embarrass or he knows dvarim bein odom mechaveh. Shere ein shum hetachas hashom l'sum chamur meila. V'pam amar pam al uvda de rabba de shachter rab zeira. Devadei ein akavona kapshutei ein marsha. It is mishach. Yitachen could be says shehilben ponov that rabba embarrassed him. Ubi shadavaza uvakrit sicha. It's like with sicha, interesting. It says so over here in parentheses. This is Mary Digzach. He says one time. He says pam heisa rabbeinu. There was sitting around. It was a big crowd, and there were talmid chachamim. And one of the rabbanim got up to sing. In your mind, you can imagine a guy didn't know how to sing. A guy staying on the chuppah, and he chassan's friend, and he's singing. It's like really horrible. He says it was mamish ba'oifin shahar gichuch. Everybody started laughing. Everybody started, you know, atchelo yuchlo kom subim lichvay soch kam agadol. People couldn't contain themselves from mamish hysterical laughter, right? Ilu rabenu yashav yechidim and kum. The Shom Zalman said bekoyved roish, like mamish like listening to a concert from Malavani, whatever, right? V'lo nikar al ponav mu'uma. Nothing was nikar at shesim alas she'ra till this one, that person finished. He saw people looking at him. Rebbe, how did you do it? He says, Abonis part of me. It's embarrassment. What's the head? It's Ritzicha. That's Ritzicha. That's what he says. But Kuponim, that's how he learns Pshat. Married the Kuponim. But Kuponim, so what will we that's the question today. Chatzi Shir, B'Machias HaMalek, okay? Is there an Indian taka, like B'Machias HaMalek, to go ahead and just be chayvel them? To do something that could kill them, something that be malbin them. Okay, we should be zeichet to be meichel.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.